أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل من كان عدوا لجبريل فإنه نزله على قلبك بإذن الله مصدقا لما بين يديه وهدى وبشرى للمؤمنين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala spoke about the Jews, Bani Israel, who loved the love of the, who have got so much love of this life of dunya that they just don't want to die, and all the details about that. Further, the 20th evil quality of the Jews, and they used to say that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam has brought the Quran Sharif to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, therefore we are not prepared to accept the Quran Sharif. These were all excuses. They used to claim that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is their enemy. He always brought the azab of Allah Ta'ala upon them. And he used to bring the laws of Allah Ta'ala, which were very difficult for them to follow, and difficult and hard conditions he had brought. Therefore, we are not prepared to accept the Quran Sharif because it was brought by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. On the other hand, they used to say that Mikail alayhi salatu wasalam, he is their friend. If he would have brought the Quran Sharif, they would have accepted it and they would have believed, because he is the angel, the farishta of mercy and kindness. So Allah Ta'ala explains here that it is actually, not, this is just excuses. Agar tu hi na chahe, to baate hazar hai. When a person doesn't want to accept something, then he will find 1,000 excuses not to accept it. And this was just a complete blatant lie also. That they said that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is their enemy. No farishta, no angel can be an enemy of any person. Those who do wrong, they have to get punishment. And their punishment will be then meted out to them. It isn't because of enmity, it is because of the wrong that a person does. So Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala replies to them and says, قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِجِبْرِيلِ. To keh de, ki jo koi ho, huwe dushman Jibreel ka. Say to the people that whoever is an enemy of Jibreel, and that he is an enemy of Allah Ta'ala. Because Jibreel alayhi salam did not come of his own accord, he came by the command of Allah Ta'ala. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam did not bring any scripture, the Quran Sharif, from his own side. He was just a conveyor and he brought the message of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala could choose any other Nabi also, any other farishta to bring the revelation of Allah Ta'ala, or Allah could have given it directly. But in the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala, Allah chose Jibreel alayhi salam, who is the greatest of all the malaika and the most closest to Allah and the most favorite of Allah Ta'ala. And having enmity for him is actually clear proof that that person has got enmity for Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, Allah send him down. فَإِنَّهُ نَزَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. So unhone utara hai ye kalam tere dil par. So it was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam who by the command of Allah has brought this message of Allah Ta'ala and placed it in your heart and conveyed it to you. So this message is from Allah Ta'ala by the command of Allah. And just at other places they used to say that why did Allah choose Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as his Nabi? Why didn't Allah Allah, choose somebody else. These were all just excuses for not believing and not accepting the truth. From here we learn a lesson also, that we must not also make the excuses. Many times we make, if somebody else should have told me, I should have accepted. But because you are saying it, I'm not accepting it. So we just make, these are all excuses. We have to see what is the truth, and whoever says the truth, we must accept the truth. And we must be on the side of the truth all the time. Whoever it is, whoever stands up for the truth, we have to stand for the truth. And the truth can be very easily found in our hearts. If we are sincere to ourselves and we see whatever any matter is, we will see that it is the that what is the truth, our heart will tell us. That if you don't really, if you are confused, etc., then it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that ask your own heart, look in your heart sincerely, of course. And then, فَإِنَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمُفْتِي. Your heart is the best mufti. It will give you the true fatwa and what is to be done at that time. And who is on the right and who is on the wrong. Otherwise, these are just excuses. It is jealousy from a person's side, that he doesn't want to accept from this person or that person. Many times a person will say that if so and so tell me, I will accept it. And that means if anyone else tells him, he's not going to accept it. That is all excuses from his side of not accepting the truth. See what is the truth that is being said, and we must accept the truth, and in there lies our goodness. So this was also one evil quality of the Jews, and we are warned that we must not fall in the same trap. Whatever they had done is a glaring fact, we can understand and we accept it. But from our side, we must see all our situation, that whatever is being told to us, what is the truth, whoever says it, accept the truth. Don't have that jealousy, don't have that pride, and neither that you make excuses, that you just following your nafs and your lust. And you are making excuses, I don't accept what this mufti says, I don't accept what that person says. No, see, if he's saying the truth, accept it. May Allah give us all tawfiq to accept the truth and save ourselves from this nafs parasti, following our lust and desires. For because of our pride, because of our jealousy, we don't want to accept the truth. Allah save us from that. Wa akhiru da'wana.